are the things that they say, does it rhyme or is it...
No, it's no rhyme. It's just high and low. They can talk about one another's parents.
Uh-huh. Give me some examples. Can you think of any?
No, well, maybe. Just talk, you know, they just use a lot of vulgarity. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
How long would it go on? How long would they go back to?
Till they fight. That's the way it ends up, in a fight.
Is that just something that kids do, or would someone your age?
Oh no, somebody my age wouldn't care about no foolishness like that. That's for kids. See, it's just the beginning of a fight.
Uh-huh.
It may not culminate today, but sooner or later it's going to end up in a kid fight.
Uh-huh. What would you call your best friend?
Buddy.
Okay. And what would you call a grown up who's a close friend of an adolescent?
Now, how you mean a close friend? He takes up a lot of time. Just grown up fool.
Huh?
Grown up fool.
Do you ever hear him called a play mom or a play daddy?
No, not in that sense.
Have you heard those words?
Yeah.
How would they be used?
Play mom.
Huh?
Play mom. I used to have play mom.
What is a play mom?
Well, nothing but just somebody older than you that just took a liking to you. That, you know, just like you in college, say a senior girl would say, well, I'm gonna adopt you as my play daughter. Well,
mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things she knew when you were a freshman. She had school you to, and you know, you go in a new environment, new situation, all the girl right out of high school, it's more or less help.
Mm-hmm.
Help you find yourself so you can take your role at the university.
And a play daddy would be the
same thing.
Are those pretty common terms?
Yeah.
Would you
they are not prevalent now, but at one time they were.
Do you associate that with one particular age group?
Yeah, you associate it more along with college kids, because older people, when they get out of college and start working for a family, they don't have nothing like that. That's more or less right after your teenage.
Mm-hmm. And what would a guy call his best girlfriend?
Well, many names. There's just so many names you could. Well, it doesn't boil down to best girlfriend, but his girlfriend. And they call it his love, his sweetheart. No, just any kind of nickname. Something sweet, see.
Uh-huh. What would she call her boyfriend?
Well, she called him just object, something sweet, you know,
uh-huh.
Smooth and little than that. Oh.
Do you ever use the word like main man?
No.
And a young person of long hair who might take drugs, but just kind of someone who's dropped out of society, you call that person?
Hippie.
Huh?
Hippie.
Is that insulting?
No, I don't think so.
Any other name for hippie?
As I know.
And someone who delivers mail is called a...
Postman. Mail carrier.
Hmm?
Mail carrier.
And when someone dies, they're taken to the...
Funeral.
What do you call the person in charge of that?
Call funeral director.
And when they're carried out to be buried, the vehicle that they're transported in...
The hearse.
And sometimes there'll be a building sort of in the cemetery where they'll be buried above ground.
Crypt.